A new art exhibit takes visitors on a tour of the unusual, or the surreal. Monsters and Myths, Surrealism and War in the 1930s and 1940s, features works by some of the world's best-known surreal artists. It's on display at the Frist Art Museum in Nashville, Tennessee. The pieces come mostly from the Baltimore Museum of Art and the Wadsworth Athenaeum Museum of Art. So, what is surrealism? Mark Scala, chief curator at the Frist, has an answer.
The Surrealists were artists and writers working from the mid-1920s up until the 50s, really, based in France. And their whole idea was that humanity was more complicated than simply the conscious mind or rational thought, that they wanted to pay homage and to actually discover the irrational within each human being and to say, well, that's the irrational is not necessarily a bad thing. That's part of what it is to be human. So they try to find ways to kind of get, you know, through dreams, through the study of dreams, through various ways of suspending conscious control, to find these secret languages that would give information and give ideas about the emotional, the spiritual, the unconscious side of the world.
Oliver Schell of the Baltimore Museum of Art explains the appeal of surrealism.
Well, surrealism itself, I think, is because it's an idiom that people can still recognize and they can understand these deformations are an attempt to sort of capture dream states and more extreme moments of consciousness, and people are all interested in that, I think.
Among the artists we'll see in Monsters and Myths are Salvador Dali, Dorothea Tanning, Pablo Picasso, and Max Ernst. Schell says a painting by Ernst, Europe After the Rain, is his favorite in the exhibit.
It's a remarkable use of this technique called decalcomania, where this wet paint is smushed between two surfaces to create a pattern, and then the artist goes in and recognizes a little prophet or some little figure with a mustache or some monster with an eyeball and pulls it out with oil paint, creating this sort of notion of sort of almost finding the imagery within the accidental patterns that have been created by this technique. And then he lays in an absolutely academic sky with the blue coming through, which makes this whole thing look like a combination of a war zone and Sedona, Arizona in one painting.
War played a big part in the works we'll see in this exhibit. Many of the artists lived through Hitler's rise to power in Germany, the Spanish Civil War, and then World War II. Scala says that had a profound effect on their work.
Many of the artists who became surrealists had actually fought in World War I, and they suffered great, sometimes physical injuries, many times psychological injury, and so when artists and intellectuals were looking back on World War I, they asked themselves, well, what's brought about this war? Why did we enter into such a cataclysmic event? Here we are, we're Europe, we're dedicated to the rule of reason, and this is the most unreasonable thing possible. And so let's look at the forces of culture that led us into war in the first place, and let's criticize those forces of culture. Let's analyze them and ask, is there something else?
And Scala adds there's a spiritual aspect to some of the art.
Many of them were not religious exactly, but they did believe in something beyond the material world, that there were other worlds. And sometimes these other worlds were sort of magical places where things, you know, transformation takes place. And that, I think, is, even though they weren't specifically religious in like a denominational way of thinking, they were very much dedicated to the idea that there's something else, something larger than the self.
The pieces in Monsters and Myths were very much products of their time, but also relevant in today's culture. Schell says visitors may experience that same feeling.
Well, I think it's really about the surprising brilliance of a generation of artists who lived in the darkest times of the 20th century and their efforts to grapple with that new reality that is surrounding them and actually transforming their lives and forcing them into exile, and still they somehow managed to produce a startlingly fresh and very interesting artworks.
Monsters and Myths, Surrealism and War in the 1930s and 1940s can be seen at the Frist Art Museum through September 29th. FristArtMuseum.org has more information on the exhibit. FristArtMuseum.org. Paul Ladd, Nashville.